Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Opel Crossland. Beauty isn't scared of life.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
As difficult as medical waiting lists were pre-COVID, there's little doubt the pandemic has made a bad situation worse. But could the past year also provide opportunities to radically overhaul our health services? Well, today and Monday, our reporter Brian O'Connell is going to be looking at this for us. Good morning, Brian.
Claire.
You want to begin today with an area that has long been beset with long waits for treatment.
Well, treatment of scoliosis, which as we know is a curvature of the spine, it's been a particular issue in Ireland in terms of delayed access to treatments and surgical care. There were, if you remember, promises made 5 years ago that this issue would be dealt with and young children particularly would not be years in pain on waiting lists. So there was some initial success, but campaigners and families I've spoken to say today those gains have not been sustained. And obviously COVID has made a bad situation worse. Now, the Scoliosis Advocacy Network, they say last year there was a reduction in the number of completed surgeries. The number of children across the country waiting for critical spinal surgery is now over 200, and almost 7,000 are waiting for a first appointment to see a specialist. And then there's 3,000 of children are waiting more than a year, can you believe?
And you want to bring us back to a family who we met on the programme last year.
Last December, I met the Terry family. They're living in Whitechurch in Cork. Christine and her husband, Mark, have two children. Their youngest is 10-year-old Adam, and Adam has a lot of daily difficulties. He's had multiple surgeries. Now, when we met last year, Adam had been waiting since October 2019 for surgery. There's a lot of time pressure on this surgery because he's got an ongoing issue with a valve in his heart. He's got stomach, lung and kidney issues, and they're all now being impacted by the direction that the curvature of his spine is going in. After the broadcast last year, the family were told Adam would have his surgery in the first quarter of this year. So the question is, did it happen? I called back into Christine Terry yesterday.
We got great news the week before Christmas. It was the best Christmas present ever, that Adam's surgery was going to go ahead in the first quarter. January came and February came. We had an appointment in Crumlin in the February, and I met with both surgeons actually. And unfortunately, then we were given the news that no, actually, it was going to be another 6 to 9 months. COVID has just, it was what was already a broken system has just devastated the scoliosis services now in Crumlin and in Temple Street as well. COVID or not, this is a serious issue in this country where you have orthopaedic is a huge area that there's always delays. And I think I spoke to you about this before. It was 10 years delayed before COVID ever began. So you can just imagine now what COVID has done to what was already a very broken system.
So in your case, have you any idea when the surgery is going to proceed?
So we were told 6 to 9 months. We have great relationships in Crumlin. I have huge respect for the consultants there. It's completely out of their hands. It's nothing to do with them. It's COVID has completely broken the system. Like when you go up now, what are normally very full waiting rooms, full of families, you might meet another 3 to 4 families. So you can imagine the devastation that has on waiting lists. So, you know, I mean, we're waiting so long to be seen as it is, and we're waiting for our surgeries. I would imagine, you know, that's just going to multiply it.
So this is clearly having an impact now, Brian, on Adam's quality of life, as it had been before, but it's just getting worse. And they've been told, as his mom said there, that he may have the surgery, but it'll be another 6 to 9 months.
Yes, Claire. And I suppose this is a family that are already in the system waiting for treatment. So you can imagine how difficult it is actually to get in and to try and access care. They're hopeful this is going to be the last delay, but look, there are no guarantees. It's hugely upsetting for Christine as Adam's mum. She's his advocate. And take COVID off the table. She wants this issue prioritised no matter what, and she wants it to be prioritised when the health system reopens. Aside from heart, lung and kidney issues, Adam is also having trouble eating because of the way his spine is now impacting on his stomach.
In November, December of last year, he really was only eating maybe up to 2 times a day. When I say 2 times, I'm talking about very minute quantities of food or liquid for a little boy that now is down to 18 kgs. You know, he's 10 years old. He's not eating properly.
mean, you're his mum, but you're his advocate as well, aren't you?
He is a very beautiful, bright... I mean, he's just the centre of our family. He's the centre of our universe. He deserves the best. He really does. Unfortunately, I can't give it to him. And unfortunately, our system can't give it to him. Like, how do you explain that to a 10-year-old, innocent little boy? It's just, it's heartbreaking. And the unfortunate thing is, he's in the system so long, he actually understands, which is actually heartbreaking, as his mum. I suppose I have to put my faith in the surgeons that they know, like in their words, there are children in far worse states than Adam that need to be done first. As far as I'm concerned, I'm dealing with a very... I mean, we're living in a pandemic. And because of the way the system is, this little boy is being forgotten about. And because of the waiting list, it's impacting his body in such a negative way that... I hate saying this, but I wouldn't describe Adam as a very healthy little boy. It's very hard to say. Because he's such an amazing little boy when you meet him. Mm-hmm. Everyone says to me, you would never know Adam had as many challenges as he does. I'm so proud of him because you would never know all of that is going on because he never complains. I would just ask whoever is in charge, please think about the negative effect that this is having on us as a family. Adam has scoliosis since he's 2 years old. The waiting lists were as bad back then. So I'm 8 years sick to my stomach with worry about all of this. And then on top of that, you have COVID. I want to say to everybody in Ireland that there is something wrong in this particular area. Is there anything that we can all do to get together? I don't know what that is. The government are failing us. And it's not just this particular government. It's the one before that. And actually the one before that. And the one before that again. It's not good enough.
It's really hard and upsetting, isn't it, Brian, to hear what Christine has to say. But it's really important that we listen to it. You got some figures on how much COVID has impacted on surgeries and on waiting times. And you also spoke to someone else who's advocating on behalf of families like Christine and Adam.
Yes, well, Claire Cahill is one of the co-founders of the Scoliosis Advocacy Network, and she's acknowledged COVID has had an impact, but was also keen to state, as Christine was, that the issues in this particular area obviously predate the pandemic.
The long waits for surgery predated and pre-existed COVID. Unfortunately, for some parents, it's the access now to get back to clinics. I suppose there's been reduced capacity in clinics. The children, again, are left waiting for surgery. We do know surgeries are going ahead and, urgent time critical surgeries are going ahead. Children that have, clinically been told they need their surgery can't access that surgery within a timely fashion. And that, in turn, can lead to deterioration, progression and more invasive surgeries for the child. It's an essential surgery, and I think we need to move the narrative away from using the term elective surgeries in terms for scoliosis, because they are essential and often life-changing and life-saving surgeries.
So COVID undoubtedly has had an impact.
Absolutely. And again, as I said, it's about parents getting the access to surgery, children having the access to surgery when it's required. We know that there's been a reduction in surgeries. And in fairness, there's been great work done by our surgeons and our children's surgeons. And we're so grateful for that. But we need to see action now because we're fearful that in the coming years, we're going to see another huge backlog of surgeries. We know there is at least 200 children on a waitlist for surgery today in Ireland, and we want to see that reduced. We want to see that children do not have to wait long wait times for their surgery.
And Brian, you try to find out where things stand now with surgeries and wait times.
Yes, I mean, by the end of 2020, there were 163 surgeries which were carried out. So if you look at 2019, there was 189. So you can see the impact COVID has had there straight away. Children's Health Ireland, which are the body overseeing acute paediatric care, they're working with the HSE on plans to try and set up additional clinics and sessions in the evenings and at weekends, and they're looking for investment in additional MRI and scanning equipment. Like, it seems incredible that they're talking about having to seek this additional investment when we were told 5 years ago these issues were going to be resolved. They say there is a plan in place now, Claire, to reduce waiting times. They're going to be developing different models, looking at additional capacity in hospitals such as CAPA. They've completed 75 surgeries this year, so that's actually 8 more than the same time period last year, so perhaps a little bit of hope there.
All right, Brian, there's a huge reaction coming into us here to what Christine had to say and to what Adam is facing, and hopefully something might happen for Adam. But you think about all of the other parents and children who haven't spoken out, who are waiting and going through similar situations. On Monday, Brian, you're going to look at the impact COVID has had on cancer care, and you'll bring that to us.
Yes, and I've had a number of case studies again where people are talking about the difficulties getting into the system. Once you're in the system, seems to be quite good, but the difficulty getting into the system around diagnostics and delayed presentations
and so
on.
All right, Brian. We'll talk to you then. Thank you very much. Brian O'Connell there.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.